What is your passion? Eric Little was a man who nurtured his passion as he strived to dedicate his life and talent to God. Eric discerned God's call for his life to be a missionary to China. Eric realized that every aspect of his life can bring glory to God and can draw others to Jesus. Eric said, "We are all missionaries. Wherever we go, we either bring people nearer to Christ or we repel them from Christ. All of us have a call. How you fulfill your call determines if you are a positive or negative missionary." In his 20s, Eric was an extremely busy man. Numerous people had expectations of him. The mission board wanted him to go directly to the mission field in China. Jenny, his wife, wanted him to serve with him in China. His professors wanted him to get another degree. The church wanted him to preach and teach in England. And the Olympic Committee wanted him to train and run in the Olympics. Eric wanted to nurture his relationship with God so that everything he did would bring glory to God. Therefore, Eric developed and lived a rule of life. Weekly worship, daily prayer, generous giving, daily scripture reading, loving his wife and family were all part of his rule of life. Being bold in love, serving and using every aspect of his life to be Jesus' hands and feet, a missionary, was part of his rule of life. Running was Eric's passion, an essential part of his rule of life. There were many who condemned him for nurturing his passion. They argued that it took time away from his call. However, Eric realized that by nurturing his passion, by dedicating his passion to God, his soul was renewed. God connected with Eric, energized him, molded him, filled him, and gave him joy, peace, and love through his passion of running. I invite you to develop your rule of life. Steps for writing your personal rule of life are, I believe, in the bulletin insert, or there's a whole stack of them just outside the table as you go outside the doors today. Start by identifying your passion. Eric said, "I believe God made me for a purpose, to be a missionary in China, but God also made me fast. And when I run, I feel God's pleasure." What do you do that enables you to sense God smiling and delighting in you? How do you celebrate the attributes of yourself that God is well pleased? I shared this quote at confirmation a couple of weeks ago, and one of our wise mentors pointed out that Eric's statement would be even better if the "but" was replaced with an "and." Following your passion in moderation does not contradict, compete, or detract from your calling. Rather, it opens you to God's delight in you and fuels the rest of your life. Personally, I believe God called me for a purpose, to be a loving husband, father, son, to be a pastor, and God also made me a backpacker. And when I backpack, I feel God's pleasure. Backpacking happens to be my passion. When I backpack, my mind gets uncluttered and I see God more clearly in the beauty of creation. And somehow I hear God and Scripture all of a sudden starts to make more sense to me and questions get answered. Of course, new questions emerge and priorities seem to get a little bit more straightened out. Somehow I feel God. Burdens are lifted and I'm filled with joy, and somehow God renews my soul, giving me energy to fulfill my calling through the passion of backpacking. In this silence, I want you to think about your passion. I want you to complete that statement. God made me, and when I feel God's pleasure. Start your rule of life by nurturing that, by identifying that and being intentional about doing your passion. Your passion does need to be balanced out with your call and your love for God and others. Pursuing one's passion in excess will result in your passion becoming an idol. Anytime anything becomes more important than God, it is an idol. There came a point where Eric was greatly tempted to make his passion of running an idol. After years of training for the Olympics, his best event was scheduled for a Sunday. Eric believed Sunday was a day of rest and a day of worship. His rule of life identified every Sunday as a day to connect with God through worship and rest alone. So he refused to compete on Sunday. His coaches, even the prime minister, and numerous people from his country were outraged, demanding that Eric compete. They provided Eric with all sorts of justifications and rationalizations, yet Eric would not change his mind. Eric was determined to keep his passion as a portal to God, to keep his passion pure, to feel God's pleasure. He resisted the temptation to make his passion an idol, using it solely for his glory or for his country's glory. Eric was determined to glorify God with his passion. Eric had a rule of life that clearly identified his priorities, and running on Sunday was not in that mix. A teammate finally switched events with Eric so he could run not his best event, but run on a day other than Sunday. And amazingly, Eric won Olympic gold. After the race, Eric said, "You came to see a race today, to see someone win. It happened to be me. But I want you to do more than just watch a race. I want you to take part in it. I want to compare faith to running a race. It's hard. It requires concentration of will, energy, of soul. You experience elation when the winner breaks the tape, especially if you got a bet on it. But how long does that last? You go home, maybe your dinner's burnt. Maybe you haven't got a job. So who am I to say, believe, have faith in the face of life's realities? I would like to give you something more, but I can only point the way. I have no formula for winning the race. Everyone runs in her own way or his own way. And where does the power come from to see the race to its end? From within. Jesus said, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. If with all your heart you truly seek God, you shall ever surely find God. If you commit yourself to the love of Christ, then that is how you run a straight race. Our soul renewal, the transformation of our hearts and minds, is a gift God gives us. A rule of life, or as Eric would put it, running a straight race, or as the psalmist puts it, thirsting for God, or as the Apostle Paul puts it, pressing on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus, is an intentional way of placing ourselves into the hands of God so that God can mold our souls and recreate us into the image of Jesus. Your rule of life should enable you to grow in your faith, grow in your friendship with God, grow in grace, and grow in your desire to love. Your rule of life should help you harness God's power in your life, enabling you to burst forth and live abundantly. The Apostle Paul urges us to learn, grow, teach, and mature. Paul presents faith not as something static, not a possession, not all or nothing. Rather, faith is a striving toward, a transformation to a new self, a quest to have the mind of Jesus, a journey into more and more pliability, yielding to God to shape our thoughts, attitudes, values, behaviors, and actions. Faith should be a spiral. As we follow our rule for life, God renews our soul, resulting in a deeper awareness of God's presence, revealing more and more of our call, increasing our desire to lovingly serve, and that inspires us to revise and live an even greater rule of life. God's gift of faith is a lifelong journey of soul renewal. The Apostle Paul puts it this way, "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has begun new. Fresh as the sunrise every day, God renews your soul. Every day is Easter, a resurrection." A rule of life is an intentional way of living with deliberate effort, purposeful action, and clear priorities to make every day, every renewal of your soul, a little more glorious. C.S. Lewis said that faith is to begin over again. We have to begin every day, understanding that each morning is a new day, asking ourselves, God, what are you going to teach me today? Where are you going to take me today that I have never been before? How are you going to show yourself? How are you going to use me, and how am I going to grow in my faith? A passionate rule of life guides you into God's unforced rhythms of grace. The Apostle Paul illustrates following a rule of life with a metaphor. As we mature in Christ, God cultivates in us the fruit of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The psalmist said, when we delight in God, we are nourished like a tree planted by a stream of water, empowered to bear fruit. Living your personal rule of life fulfills your prayer for God's will to be done, for God's kingdom to come. Jesus renewed the disciples through the ordinary in their daily life: water, bread, light. Jesus renewed their soul with truths from the ordinary experiences: the growth of a mustard seed, celebrating a wedding, enjoying dinner together. A rule of life celebrates how you have received God in the past and positions you to see God in your daily life. Develop your rule of life by reflecting on your life, by being aware of what you do and why. Ponder how you can open up all aspects of your life to God. When, where, and how have you felt God's love, joy, and peace? Make a list of all the ways you experience God, ways where you experience joy, peace, love, and grace. I challenge you to do this every day for at least a month. Be careful not to focus on the negative parts of your life. This is not a self-help exercise or a New Year's resolution where you're going to fix some aspect of your life. Most New Year's resolutions are quickly dropped because they remind us that we are not good enough, that we are not the way we want to be. Rather, a rule of life springs from the positive aspects of your life. It invites you to grow avenues where God is already blessing you. A rule of life is not focused on self-improvement, rather on opening oneself to God's renewing, abundant life. A rule of life is a response to God's love that inspires us to love God, others, and achieve God's calling. Once you got that list, after a month or two, schedule a time to be with God and smile, because God loves you. And then review your list. Anytime you love or are loved, or your heart grew, or you see God through some aspect of your life, then that is God renewing your soul, transforming you into Christ's likeness. Select some of these and write them into your rule of life. Decide how, when, and where you are going to pray and worship. How will you handle your gifts, abilities, resources, and money in a way that draws you closer to God? How will you approach work in a way that will help Christ to be formed in you? How will you share God's sightings in community? One way is by adding to the board over there, and I see that our children are doing an excellent job. We just need to get our adults to add more God sightings to the board. And how can you fill your daily tasks with a sense of the presence of God? The Apostle Paul says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. To do something in Jesus' name means to do it in a way consistent with Jesus' character. To do it the way Jesus himself would do it. Every moment is an opportunity to live in Jesus' name. All day, everyday stuff can be filled with God's presence if you do it in Jesus' name. Think about what it would mean to do activities such as waking up, greeting others, eating, driving, work, shopping, watching TV, using electronics, doing chores, reading, and going to sleep in Jesus' name. Write a few of those in your rule of life. You should have some daily, weekly, and monthly activities that you will intentionally do to nourish your relationship with God. Be careful not to make your rule of life too big, something that you are unable to keep. Rather, discern what currently opens your soul to God. Be intentional in continuing that, and add 1 to 3 more. Review your list, checking for spiritual practices, sometimes called spiritual disciplines. You should have at least one practice in your rule of life. Practices are patterns of living that create openings for God's grace, peace, joy, healing, and power to fill you. Starting next Sunday, we will look at a practice each Sunday, exploring worship, service, generosity, fasting, simplicity, confess, meditate, celebrate, and submit. You are invited to practice each practice for a week. Then on Holy Week, add the practice or practices that helped you connect with God the most. Then on Easter, you will have a passionate rule of life that will open you to God's resurrection power every day for the rest of your life. Amen.